Yay.
Back again. Yay. Something interesting happened yesterday that I've known about for about a week, couldn't talk about, but I will give it to you in the fact that I just found out about it last week and it happened yesterday is okay. Fucking crazy, and that's that they sold my wife's radio station.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, which also includes Frosty and Frank and all of them. My wife works at KLOS now.
And did you see us, Lycus had posted it the day before they posted it officially. Lycus put up a post that said they're selling it at KLOS and this and that. And I'm like,
by the way, he sued Frank. He fucking hates them.
Right. No, he's pissed at it, but somehow he got wind of it earlier than everybody else.
Well, it's been out for like a week, so anybody in the inside knew, and so someone must have told him, so he tried to play spoiler, but it came about really fucking quick. Like, boom. Yeah, sure did. And it's crazy. They got that thing for a steal. Radio stations, they're giving them away now.
$43 million, and they said back in the day it was worth $250 million.
Yeah, it used to be worth 10 times your annual billing was what they valued a radio station at, and radio stations were making $20-30 million a year.
Yeah. So I think at Star we were billing at our top 35 or 40 billion or a million a year, I mean.
Which was putting us at a $300-400 million radio station in the prime.
Now that didn't last, but it is crazy. I mean, radio has no real value anymore.
No. And you know what you really, really, really can't give away is an AM signal.
Oh, I bet.
Like they're fucking the only one, there's two that are worth anything in the market, and that is KFI is one of the most valuable radio stations in the market because it still does well somehow, and KNX.
Right.
Those are the only two that really do well. And the sports ones are in, and they sell sports. They do better on FM.
Right. But I've been thinking about, I mean, like those stations aren't going to last forever either because they only work because old people listen to them and old people haven't given up on radio.
Yeah. Well, sports is still making tons of money because of the live sponsorship aspect of it. Because people, hey, the Dodger game's on. I want to listen. And then they sell in that annual brought to you by Farmer John for $30 million a year, whatever the hell it is. And they get really good money on that. But sports is the last thing making money.
Yeah, but it's also there. That's not the only way to hear sports anymore. You know, like there's websites and phone apps that, you know, like Major League Baseball has an app. You could easily, you know, Bluetooth that to your car and not have to listen to the radio station.
Yeah. Now, here's what's weird and cool about this KLOS buy. The guy that bought it is the guy that just last year bought Power and then bought K-Day, and now he's bought KLOS.
Right, Morello, right? Yeah,
and here's where it gets really interesting. I've known that dude for close to 30 fucking years now. Okay. And so is my wife. And here's what's nuts. This guy was, if you live in like the Downey area, you may know, there's not one in Downey, but like Paramount, I know there's one there around that area, the Latino infested areas of Los Angeles. He owned a chain called La Pizza Loca.
Right, okay.
Okay, that's how he started. He owned fucking La Pizza Loca. And he has now turned La Pizza Loca, and apparently when La Pizza Loca started doing really well, he started buying real estate and got real estate up the wazoo all out in like San Bernardino out there. And one of his big chunks of real estate that he owned, Walmart bought from him to, I guess, put a distribution center in. And then he had a lot of money. He's now parlayed that money into – he owns a bunch of fucking casinos in Las Vegas.
So now he's got stupid money.
Oh, now he's a billionaire. He's a fucking – he owned La Pizza Loca in the fucking late 1980s, early 1990s, and now is a fucking billionaire. And he's diversified. What he's done is really smart. Is the guy's diversified and owns all kinds of businesses, all kinds of real estates, and then started buying – he had an affinity for Power. Power is where the La Pizza Loca started.
Did he start advertising there early on?
And see, I knew him because this goes back even before the Baker Boys when I was doing the morning show with Lozano. They loved Lozano because Lozano was – he was your typical top 40 type jock, and he really got kissing ass to clients and doing shit and going above and beyond. So he did a ton for La Pizza Loca. He was like the guy that did their endorsement. He did all their shit, and I knew them from then, or, you know, meeting them back in those days.
Right.
But Lozano was over the top, and it worked really, really well at Power. The Power ad campaign, and we're talking at that time is when radio was really fucking big and powerful, and it did well. So I think he kind of always liked Power, so he bought it when he got the chance. And then he bought K-Day because they needed it. And then here's more interesting shit. Did you know that last week that Clear Channel is fucking with them? Like, fucking with them. With Power.
Well, they took, what's his name?
Well, they took Big Boy first.
No, but then they took the guy who they replaced with Big Boy, right?
Which is a god-awful, terrible fucking radio show, which shows they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And apparently they felt that Cruise show was still hurting Big Boy.
You know what, though? I also heard that it may have been that they weren't negotiating with him at Power, too.
Well, this guy's pretty cheap.
Okay.
That's the one thing. But
because I had read an article that said, hey, yeah, iHeart might not keep him. It was a good move right now, but that it looked like they weren't, like, trying to get him to stay at Power.
Well, because he wasn't doing shit. He had no fucking numbers, and he wasn't doing well. And then the fact that they did that is weird, that they didn't, like, they didn't need him for damn sure. That show hasn't been good. All they had to do was say, fuck, not interested. And then if they didn't re-sign him at Power, they had nowhere else to go. It's weird that Clear Channel interfered and fucked with a small company like that. That's really weird to me. So I don't know. Now,
do you think maybe Big Boy had something to do with it? Like, he wanted to be cool to this dude?
Possibly. Big Boy's got his hands and stuff, and I know when I worked with that idiot tattoo at K-Day, Big Boy was always calling him and always talking to him, and they were still friends.
Right. Maybe Big Boy kind of, you know.
But here's what I would do. Right now, I would tell you right fucking now what I would do at Power 106. I would put the Baker Boys back on the morning show so fucking fast they would make your head spin.
Yeah, but you might as well.
Yeah, because fuck, you can't say Big Boy's not a fucking old school show. You can't say, oh, they're past their whatever. No, they fucking discovered Big Boy. They were big before Big Boy. They fucking had number one in Morning Drive, which Big Boy never had. And they would be good.
And Power's no different than any other radio station. Yeah. You're getting older listeners. Young kids who like hip hop listen to SoundCloud and YouTube. So you might as well go back and cater to – I mean, that's what K-Rock's doing.
Yeah.
When you listen to K-Rock, they don't do anything a young person would like. They play the fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers and Foo Fighters 24 hours a day.
All that old guy shit.
Right. Yeah.
No, I would do that in Power right fucking now. And they have a bone to pick, and they're still kind of pissed at Big Boy. They're cool, but at the same time, you know, they discovered him, and then he fucking ended up taking their job and – you know, when they got to fight with management.
And why not? They're an established show that has, you know, had a base in this market. I'm sure they could regain it. And they're, you know, they're Latino, which, you know, fits the market.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. Those guys, I would have put them on before Cruise, but here's the funny thing. The old management had a beef with them. The old owners, Imus. Okay. Imus had a beef with them. Well, that's gone. This guy is now, there's no fucking more beef. I would put those guys on in 2 fucking seconds and let them have a run at it.
Who do they have filling in it for right now?
I don't. You know what's funny? I turned it on the other day, but I guess this just happened. But I, for whatever reason, turned on Power in the morning because I never hear morning radio because I can't get it on PCH and I'm home and then in bed. I went somewhere and I flipped over to Power and that dumb shit fat girl that I used to do mornings with at K-Day was on with them, though.
Oh.
So I don't know if she went to Power 2 or what the deal is, but she was there. I'm with her. I'm not a big fan of her. I liked her as a DJ. She just had a massive, 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 massive fucking ego.
Right.
She cared more about what people were tweeting about her and saying about her on social media than actually doing a show while the show was on the fucking air.
Right.
And, you know, selfies, and was really big into herself. And I'm not a fan of fucking giant egos in radio.
Right.
So, especially when it's undeserving, when you haven't done anything in radio and you have an ego like that. So that is my
deal. Yeah, no, because I saw the photos of Big Boy and him together when they made the announcement. So I didn't hear who took over, and I haven't listened to Power in years.
Well, the sad thing is Power used to be this unique station. It was like the hip hop spot for LA, and now that Kiss fucking plays it, and K Big will even throw hip hop on. Like, it's really, you know, watered down, and it just kind of become another radio station rather than the spot to go for new hip hop.
Right. And to be honest, the more interesting shit is on the internet. It's not on the radio.
Especially, you know, in hip hop.
Yeah. So like I all the time will look at like, what's that worldwide hip hop, whatever.
Oh, the one that, yeah, I love that fucking website.
But they post videos every day. Yes. They post new rap videos, and I'll check out
World Star Hip Hop.
That's it. World Star, is that it?
Yeah, World Star Hip Hop. It's got you're right. It does got really cool hip hop shit, but then it'll have some weird ass ghetto ass fucking like fight in a parking lot video.
Yeah, they'll have that shit, but they do get cutting edge hip hop stuff, and then you know, Lyrical Lemonade, which is Cole Bennett, posts a lot of stuff. And I mean, there's a lot of better sources for actual new rap music than the radio. So I just haven't used the radio as a source for rap in a long time.
Yeah. And one thing to know is that rap fans, real hardcore hip hop heads, have always been way ahead of what's cool. Like, by the time, there was an old saying back when I was in it even, that by the time a song got on the radio, a real hip hop head was already done with it.
Right.
You know, they'd already gone through it and like knew it and then we're already on to the next thing. By the time shit got on the radio, it was played out and they were done with it.
Right.
So, and I think that's still true of that hardcore consumer, and it's, radio can't keep up. It's so corporate.
Well, and that goes for every genre in radio now. Unless you're appealing to somebody who just doesn't give a shit about music and is over the age of 35, you're not winning at radio. Nobody's doing anything new or interesting that young people care about. Your audience is slowly aging out, and at some point they will all die off and you will not have any audience left.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
You know, I stopped. K-Rock finally broke my spirit, and I don't listen to the radio anymore when I drive home from work. I listen to Kevin and Bean, and I flip around in the morning. But on the way home, I plug my Pandora from my phone into my dashboard, and I listen to that because I just couldn't take Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Alice in Chains. They don't play any fucking new music.
Hey, they play old Nirvana.
Yeah, and old Nirvana, you're right. And now they have a dude on with Stryker, and they try and do a show, but it's fucking horrible. Stryker and Klein.
You know, that's the morning show of the future. It's right. That's such a telegraphed punch. They know Bean's going to retire. They'll probably fire Kevin, and that's probably what's going to be the morning show.
Well, they suck ass right now, and I couldn't take it anymore driving home, so now I just listen to Pandora.
Oh, God. Now, what's the one Sirius just bought?
They bought Pandora.
It's Pandora, because I would say they have Apple and those guys working on that.
They're starting to dabble in there. Personally, I like Pandora because it's more like radio, except I get to thumbs down the shit I don't like, and then it doesn't come back again.
Yeah, see, that is – it would be cool if radio was interactive like that.
You know, and so that's what I've kind of – you know, because I listen to Pandora when I go for walks all the time. Yeah. So I've kind of created a channel that never disappoints me because of you know,
your picks.
Years of thumbs downing shit. Now it knows me really well. Like, Pandora knows me better than any radio station ever could and serves me up all the shit I like. And I have weird – I have a channel that I have fucked up so bad that I get like Marilyn Manson into Elton John into – you know, like it throws so
it's
much –
like it's a real true life Jack FM. Right. No,
totally. And that's the awesome thing that the internet can do that radio could do. And what radio used to have was talent, and now they don't have talent. And so why the fuck do I care?
Yeah, it's – you know what's weird? And as people are snatching up podcasts everywhere, the problem with podcasts, I don't know of any at least popular ones that people talk about that are musical. Like, no, you know, like doing an old radio show. They're just talking. People come on and like this, like us. We just talk.
It's expensive to play music.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't get somebody doing their own radio station, because it would cost you a, you know, a fortune.
Wow. Yeah, it's fucking nuts. So it's a changing thing. Now, the good thing for the future of the KLOS, if you guys are friends of Frosty, Heidi, Frank and all that, this station, the bottom, or this company, the bottom, no debt. They paid cash. They owe nothing to the stock market. They're not a public company. They're going to be good. They're going to be a solid, healthy radio station, and they're not changing the format.
Yeah, as of right now, they've said, you know, it's a good iconic rock brand or whatever, but that's not what, you know, like all their other stations are hip-hop, right?
Yeah, but it also, imagine you own casinos in Vegas. You've got that older rock crowd, and so you could bring shows to Vegas to your casinos, rock shows. Then you've already got hip-hop shows. Like, they're diversifying. He's a smart business guy. Right. I don't think he's touching it. I really, really don't. I think he's going to just add that to and have more demo to sell to. Or, you know,
and he'll keep paying for Heidi, Frosty, and Frank, a three-person morning show?
Yeah. As long as the place is making money, he'll pay money where he's got to.
Okay.
Like, and as far as even, like, the salespeople, they pay higher commissions than what they did at, like, I don't know what CBS anymore is. It's not Cumulus.
You know, it's Intercom or something.
Intercom and I Hate Radio basically cut their salespeople to nothing. They started treating them like shit finally and just were like, hey, you're going to get nothing. Four people have accounts. Anybody else is commission only. No fucking salary.
And didn't they max commissions at a point where you couldn't even? Well, after they did. I don't understand punishing the salespeople.
They cut them four times. Do you know what? CBS, before they sold it to Intercom, they had pulled in all the salespeople, and they were not paying commissions anymore. They salaried them all, which is insane. So there was no incentive to sell. Like, and granted, you had budgets that they were really strict on, and if you didn't hit budgets, you were out the door. So you had to hit your budgets to get your salary, but you were salaried, and your salary was less than what you were making when you were doing commissions and salary.
Right. Yeah, I never understood. That was a bad move on radio's part when they started punishing the salespeople.
Yeah, it's fucking business is just shit. But I think at this point, the best case scenario you can have is to work for a small company that owns, you know, a few stations, especially a local company that's not trying to be
afford to pay. Like, it's hard to make a living working for those stations.
I'm telling you, they're going to pay better than the big ones, outside of Big Boy and Seacrest.
I think your best case scenario is that you work on some nationally syndicated show for iHeart or and that's anybody making radio anymore. When I worked in all the small stations didn't pay anybody shit, you know?
Yeah, but the big stations aren't paying anybody shit. They're the only people making money are the syndicated guys, and they're not making what they should.
Right, but that's the only way to actually make a living and make support a family is to work on for one of those big companies on a show that has more importance to them than one market.
We're fucking battling back and forth on that stupid radio show that we've been working on for years that keeps fucking getting derailed by us, by the way. Remember we had the chick, we lost the chick. She got fucked by Intercom. She left Intercom.
So she took that job and then...
And got ass fucked and it's already over. And then she came back and said, all right, I'm in. So then we went back and said, all right, we're ready to go again. And then she fucking quit. So now... God.
Did she get another gig?
She wants to... She's afraid she's getting CRN'd. She's afraid that we're going to go do this show and never make money. And she's not going to do... And respect, because I'm not doing anything for free again either. So... Right. I get it. She thinks she's going to go there and not ever get any money and just get bullshitted and strung along. And then, you know, you've given them a show for 2 years or 3 years and they made money and you didn't. So she's just like, I'm going to work on my other stuff and I'm not going to do this. And then she said, I'll do it. And she was wishy-washy. So now we're without a chick, basically. So we're looking for a girl again. And I was considering writing a post on either like All Access or in like Craigslist.
Right.
And I wrote one and I sent it off to Rocky today and I told him, hey, punch this up and see what you think. And it was shit like money, monetary value, none right now. But, you know, we're trying to get syndication. And even when we do, radio sucks and there's not going to be any money there either. So if you look at this as something that you enjoy doing that you might make some side income on, because I don't want to bullshit anyone. I don't want to come at anyone and make them think they're going to get rich or make a living on a fucking show that is not going to be able to support you. And then they'll quit, and then we'll be fucked again. So I was just writing that today. Funny. Like, let's not bullshit anyone. There's no fucking money in this. It's a good side income if you can find the time to do it and have a real job on the side.
God, yeah. Remember when side gigs paid decent money?
Dude.
There was a time in the 90s when the internet was new that I wrote and produced this little 1 minute a day feature. So I did 20 of them a month. Bradley recorded them, and I made like 30 grand a year on the side doing that.
Isn't that fucking nuts, dude? How great it is to me.
And they were willing to pay that for that, right? That wasn't my job, full-time job. I would write them, and then Bradley and I would one night a month sit down and record them all, and I would send them off to them on a CD.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking amazing?
But that was back when radio actually made money, and so they paid you money to do it.
Do you remember when Google at one point, and they got in and out, Google at one point decided to become like an ad agency, and they just started buying block advertising with every radio station in fucking America as if they were an ad agency. And then if you wanted to buy radio commercials on any radio station, you could go to fucking Google and get them for cheap.
Right. And because weren't they kind of value adding them to their internet sales? Because at that point, people still weren't confident in spending money on internet advertising. So they would like throw in radio ads, basically.
Yeah, anywhere. Like, let's say you wanted to advertise K-Rock in L.A. It would be like, fuck, you'd book it on Google for cheaper than you could through K-Rock.
Right.
And it was every radio station. It was crazy how they were doing that. And that only a couple of years and then they moved on.
But that was smart because they were just using it to legitimize their advertising platform. And when theirs finally got better than radio,
they're like,
well, don't need this anymore.
Yes. And speaking of Google, just before we got on, I somehow clicked on my, whenever you go into your Gmail, I have like three emails.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you go into Gmail, it logs you in and it'll keep you fucking logged in because then it's tracking this shit out of everything you do. On Google. They're recording every fucking thing you do. And I just went into the privacy settings because I saw I was signed into my Google that I don't use, my Gmail account that I don't fucking use. And I was like, wonder what they've been tracking me on. And it's everything I've done on the web, everything, every YouTube video I've gotten. They've got all this shit. So I was deleting and turning off all of those. And it was not easy to do. And that's why they make it not easy to do, because they want to fucking get your info. And own your fucking soul, man. Google is the devil.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Google and their bullshitness.
They seem to fly more under the radar than Facebook does.
Well, Facebook has a fucking obvious bias against anyone that doesn't have the same political views as them. And
I don't even mean politically. I mean on privacy.
But that's where they've gotten blown up. Because they had that obvious bias that was exposed time and time and time and time again, that people started digging with them. And trust me, the people that exposed them were the fucking righties that hated them and thought they were getting fucked over.
I don't know why anybody thinks that Google or Facebook has to be unbiased. They're a private company. You know what I mean? Like, they're not a public source of, you know, like Twitter. People are like, oh, Twitter could just shut off your account. There's no inalienable right to a Twitter account. You know what I mean? Like,
but
these are private companies.
It's the same thing. It's Chick-fil-A. Like, I don't give a fuck. Chick-fil-A doesn't like gay people. I'm not gay. Like, you know what I mean? But if you're gay, you're like, fuck Chick-fil-A, those motherfuckers. Right. So it's the same thing. It's like, hey, this company doesn't like me. I don't want to do business with it. So people start exposing it and it becomes a bigger deal. And you're right. Also, you should just move on.
People think that, like, I think people look at Facebook, Twitter, you know, Google, whatever it is, as like these public resources, but they're not really. They're private, you know, they're private companies. It's not like.
Yeah, they don't owe you shit.
Right. It's not like it's the U.S. mail, you know?
Which is another clusterfuck.
Yeah, that is a clusterfuck. But I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I think it's interesting that when people, you know, like it's become those ways of communicating have become so like necessary for people that they forget that they're you know, like controlled by, like, I've been locked out of Facebook before for posting shit they don't like.
I know. It's fucking weird. They'll lock you out of Facebook for, if someone just, you could make a post of just you sitting there and someone like clicks on it, they'll delete your account.
Yeah. I got locked out for reposting a news story that, you know what I mean? Like, so I didn't, I just put up the story that was from a legitimate, you know, it was from like a mainstream normal news article. And I can't remember what it was about, but somebody was offended by the news story and they reported me and they blocked me out for a day.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
I mean, it was like a legit news story. And I even wrote Facebook and I said, look, I didn't put any hate speech or whatever you're looking for. I just reposted a news story from, I think it was like NBC or something. You know, it wasn't like.
You were a victim of perpetually offended America because everything offends just somebody. It's funny
because they don't, you know, like they can do that.
Yeah, because you have no rights. They own it. It's their shit.
Right.
It's the NFL can fucking ban you for kneeling in the anthem. You know why? Right. It's a fucking company. You work for them. Right. They can tell you what to do. And when you don't, no matter what how good the reason is or socially conscious the reason is, they can do whatever the fuck they want. Because, the lines are blurred. They feel like companies owe them something. Do you know what I mean?
Right. And here's how you deal with a company that you don't like. You don't do business with them.
Exactly. You don't do business with them or you make like trouble
Facebook's
for them.
Policies, don't use Facebook. You don't like Twitter's policies, don't use Twitter.
You know, it's weird. I don't like Google's policies, but I don't think you can not use Google.
Good luck with that.
It would be hard to not use Google. And I can go, at least I know that I can go in and change my privacy settings and shut things off and reset things and delete histories and do all that. But I don't think I could not use it.
I don't know. It would be hard. I mean, obviously there's other search engines, but it is the default on almost everything you first turn on.
It's fucking Google. And then it is, search engine wise, you could go to Bing or do something else, but you know, YouTube is becoming
owned by Google.
Yes. Like there's so much shit, maps, any of that crap is.
Yeah.
Fucking Google. So
no, there's a ton. You're right. Maps.
And then they bought a couple other social media platforms along the way.
Yeah, Facebook owns Instagram, so that one's Facebook.
But Google owns Facebook.
A lot of shit. You're right. There's a lot of apps and stuff that they own that you couldn't use.
See, I think you could totally go around Facebook. I think if you don't like Facebook, you could totally get off. My only reason having not done it, knowing that they don't want me. Is it'd be inconvenient with all the people that I have connections with and totally. That I want to reach out to. It's like, but I'll keep
You're right. It's doable. Facebook is not, it's more for communicating with people, you know, but it's not like you need it for day-to-day business, you know?
Yeah. It's great for tracking people down too. Like, oh fuck. I wonder I can ask so-and-so something. I don't have their phone number anymore. You damn sure are their friend on Facebook and you can usually send them a direct message and get a hold of people.
Do you know what I just remembered and I forgot to tell you? Like months ago, I ran into Chris Dowling at IKEA and he said to say hi to you.
Oh, the old promo guy kid.
Yeah. And I was at IKEA returning something for work and I ran into him there and he's like, oh my God, say hi to Stretch.
Oh, wow.
And I totally forgot until the other day, but it reminded me because I saw a post of his. He's always making movies. You know, like he makes legit like faith-based movies and he's always posting about them. And I just saw a post from him.
That's cool.
And I was like, oh, crap, I forgot to tell Stench I ran into him.
He's a cool kid.
Yeah,
there was a lot of cool kids that worked at Star along the way.
For sure. Yeah. No, and a lot of them, you know, Street Meat has his kid. I just saw he posted she either turned 6 or 4.
Wow.
But he has a kid now and is, you know, happily married. And I think last time I looked him up, he was doing radio sales. I hope he got out of that.
God, I hope so, too.
Let's see. I just saw him post about his daughter's birthday, but.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, but.
in that business at this point.
No, I would. I tell everybody, like, you don't want to go into that.
I know.
It makes. It's a dead end. I mean, Cox Media Group, he is definitely working in radio.
Wow. I tried to discourage anyone I can that asked me about, hey, I want to get into radio. I'm like, oh, fuck, don't.
Well, but Street Meat Alex got into it like right after he was done with school, like after his internship. Remember that's what he was going for? So he's been doing it a little while, but that's a dead end. You know, like not a good place to be.
Not a lot of longevity had in that side of it. Mm-mm. God. I had another insane experience that I didn't put on Facebook because I'm certain, and I got to even tell it cautiously here.
Okay.
Everyone is full aware that I hate Time Warner, a.k.a. Yeah. now Spectrum, and have hated them, yet have been a customer for 17 or 18 years.
Due to lack of options.
Yeah, yes. Well, I finally found an option. And I was looking at something the other day, and I saw an option, and I look, and remember, these companies like new customers more than they like their customers that have been there for 17, 18 years.
Right. Same with cell phone companies.
Yes. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to this new company, and I'm going to get this. And the way it looked, I was going to get basically two or three times the internet speed, and I was going to get it for $30 a month.
That's very fair,
for a couple years locked in, yes. And then I'm sure it would have been astronomical after that, and I'd have to cancel and probably go back to fucking Spectrum.
Right.
So I set it up. They give me over a week before they can come. The guy comes in and goes, hey, I just want to ask you right now, who do you have? And I go, Spectrum, Time Warner. And he goes, I'm going to be honest with you. You don't want our service.
Oh, whoa.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, you're running minimal right now, 100 Mbps, whatever the fuck it is. And I'm like, yeah, but you guys are 300 or 400. He goes, no, we're 300 or 400 most areas, but here we only have 12.
Oh, God.
And I go, 12. He goes, yeah, 12 Mbps compared to the 100 you have now. And I'm like, right. So they're 10 times faster than you here. And he goes, yes. He goes, do you have problems? And I go, yes, I already have problems with it because everything in my house is on the fucking internet and it's streaming this, streaming that, and it's fucking up my internet. I need faster. And he goes, oh, God. He goes, everyone in your house will fucking hate you if you do this. He's like, don't do it. And I was like, seriously?
Well, that's pretty awesome that he did that.
It was super cool. And I was like, what do I do? He goes, I'll make up something and I'll cancel it when I get back out of here. I'll say whatever, and we'll just call it a fucking day. He goes, but trust me. He goes, I'll do it, but you're going to have a lot of loading time and freezing, and stuff's not going to flow anymore. Streaming's not going to work. None of that. So I was like, wow.
How does that guy still have a job, though?
I don't think he will. That's why I'm really trying to not tell this whole story. And I didn't post it on social media at all.
Yeah,
because there's only
X. It seems odd that he's showing up at jobs and telling people not to.
Well, then he told me, he goes, hey, he goes, we're 12 Mbps on a good day here. He goes, but because we're the way we do it, he goes, this is where the signal comes into your area. And he goes, and the further you are from this exact corner, he gave me the intersection, the slower it is. He goes, if you're next door to that or down the street from that, you get 12 Mbps. He goes, if you're where you are, you're going to be lucky to get 9 or 10.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah. And then I asked, who would that work for? You guys got to have some unhappy fucking customers.
Right. And what did he say?
He goes, yeah, a lot of fucking people. He goes, a lot of people here get it and cancel it like almost immediately. That's why they want to lock you into that 2-year deal.
Okay.
I'm waiting for them to come back and say I owe them because I signed up for it, even though I never got it installed and never accepted the service. Right. I don't think they can stick it to me, but fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is nuts.
It's nuts that he told me that and was that honest with me.
Yeah, that is awesome that he was. Like, I have AT&T U-verse.
I need to I keep getting promotional material from them, but they want to upsell you everything. They're always trying to bundle and this and that.
Like, well, yeah. So I don't have a bundle. I just pay a little more and I just get internet and they jacked it up. But it's basically the same price as the Spectrum thing I hear bundle. And I don't need the TV and the phone.
What's your speed?
Shit. I don't remember, but I know I got the fast one. I wonder if I could do that speed check.
Yeah, by the way, my 100, the last time I speed checked it is 79. Last time I did the check, I had a 79 out of the 100 I'm supposed to have.
Right. Let's see what I have.
But I also am sure it's the same deal. I'm where I live. I'm the end of the line for, you know, even Spectrum, where I'm from, right, far down the line. So I'm sure that's how I'm, you know, 21% slower than what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't actually know what it's supposed to be, but it's saying I have 14 download, which is pretty slow, but
yeah,
that's, it might be affected by the fact that I'm on this podcast right now.
Yeah, it's slowing down, sending out and getting back.
You know, like, I maybe it can't read when you're actually doing shit. I don't know.
I know after we started, I heard my family come in, so I anticipate problems because I'm certain one or both of them are streaming by now.
Right.
You know, they're streaming. That's just what happens. That's all they do. All day.
That's all anybody does anymore.
They sit and fucking stream all the time. We have TVs. Ooh, I saw this today. We have, what do I have? Dish, I think. I have Dish.
Uh-huh.
And do you know that we now have that for $11 a month? Because
really?
They fucking will beg you to keep it. It's $11 a month. That's what we're paying. Because, and literally, we have no fucking channels. We have 9,000 channels and probably 8,000 and 950 of them are sales, like, channels.
Right.
Just nonstop sales channels or
right,
pay-per-view channels that you would have to pay to use. But I was scrolled up today, and the HBO channel was highlighted. Like, I have my guide set to whatever channel. So if they have a promotional channel, it'll automatically load into my guide. And then that's how I'll know it's a free weekend of HBO or whatever. Right. And I'll be like, oh, and I click on it and watch HBO. All right. Well, the HBO channel was on. And I clicked on it, and there's a message. And the message says, HBO has removed their channels. If you have it, you can only watch through the app, the HBO app. So I don't know if they've done that across all platforms, if they had a falling out with Dish or what the deal is, but they've wised up, it seems like, and now want people to buy it just directly.
HBO Go or whatever that's called.
Yeah. Whatever that app is, and then you can watch Game of Thrones, you can watch all their shit. I'm sure you can live stream, you can do all that, and then they can go around all these bullshit companies, these you know, satellite and cable companies.
Well, also, fewer and fewer people have those companies, so why not really force people into your app? Because, I mean, look, that's what Disney's doing. Disney's launching that streaming service here in May, I believe.
Okay, to me...
And they're smart. Did you see that? They're launching it at $6.99 a month. I guarantee it'll go up at some point, but starting out, it's...
You know what's weird? I can't... Okay, imagine if you have satellite radio, cable or satellite TV, HBO, Showtime, a goddamn Spotify. Think of all the things you pay the month. It's like how you can't pay. You can't keep. I get the bundles are good. That you need some. And I'm kind of pissed on my Roku right now. I've got a shitload of channels I downloaded. And when I click on them, it says I have to have a fucking cable subscription to watch them.
Right. Yeah.
That fucking pisses me off because it's like, fuck you. I have Roku, so I don't have to have cable. And it annoys me that I have to go in.
Still, but that's the deal that those cable companies cut with those channels so that they weren't available anywhere else and you still had to have cable. I'm telling you, at some point, that's going to fall apart.
Well, it's going to fall apart soon with HBO gone.
Right. These channels are all going to realize, why do we have these deals with cable and you have to put in your cable subscribe? Nobody has cable anymore. Why not either partner with Netflix or some existing app or make our own like so many have?
Okay, and you know who is bullshit of all of them and I refuse to deal with them at all is CBS. Do you know they're the only network? Like, you can get ABC, you can get the
NBC,
you can get even the CW. All of them have apps that you can watch all of their shows on. Right. You might not watch it, you know, like...
No, it's like a day delay or something.
You'll get a delay on stuff, but it's all of their shows, and you can watch them on internet. Right. CBS is the only one that doesn't have it, and you have to pay to watch any of their shit. They make you get a subscription to...
Yeah, they have their own thing.
Which is fucking stupid. Like, wait a minute, I'll just turn on my antenna and watch your shit.
Right. Yeah, that one doesn't make sense for CBS, but couldn't you see, like... I don't know, one of those – I'm trying to think of one of the channels I've tried to watch and it says you need a like Discovery Channel.
History Channel, Discovery Channel, all those, yeah.
Why not, you know, have Netflix pay you like the cable companies do and just exclusively be on one of those services.
I think, you know, you're right. I think it's about contracts and when they expire and when you can – it'll happen. It's just –
it'll happen.
Yeah. They also might be long-term contracts. It might be 10-year deals and stuff like that.
Well, remember, even the stupid CRN would lock themselves into the long deals with the cable companies.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's how they do business, that they just long-ass deals for their
– you know, they still exist.
I don't get – like CRN, especially when they lost those cable deals, that was the crushing blow I thought would put them out of business for sure.
I mean, I don't know how they still exist, but they do.
Well, I think a lot of their – what they did is started – it's kind of like – they're almost like a sports station now. They do events, and they sell those events.
I mean, yeah, they do that. They do like cruises and stuff.
Cruises, also, wine tastings, all that kind of shit. They sell they that and do that.
A lot of you know, like crazy programming where people, you know,
yeah, weird stuff.
They cover a lot of that talk crap that
like Robert Conrad and what's his name?
I'm Hunter. Just looking through their Facebook page. They have the Dr. Mitch show, which I guarantee he is paying for.
What's Hunter? What's his name?
Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, Fred Dreyer has a show.
The real Robert Conrad is not dead yet. They have that show.
And he's still an asshole, just so you know. He was cool to us. He liked us, but we could watch him carry himself, and he was an asshole.
How is he not dead? He was in shitty shape when we knew him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, I thought there was one time he went into Mike's office. He's like, I just have to lay down on the couch for a while. We all thought he was going to die.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, like, I don't know how he's still going all these years later.
How have we not put him on our death list yet?
Yeah, I know. You know why? Because I forget he exists. I forgot about the CRN until you said it a little
bit. Oh, CRN. I like Mike, and I really like Jen, but Mike is a snake oil salesman. You know,
Jen got a she's on that.
She's on that right-wing radio, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like a full-time gig, so I don't think she does as much CRN stuff as she used to.
And I love that station and would listen to it once in a blue moon. And you guys hate me for being a right-wing. I am a very moderate right-winger.
Compared to those people, yeah.
She's fucking, like, way over to the right. Like, super over to the right. Like, we're going to get rid of abortion and homos type fucking right. Like, that kind of shit. I was like, whoa, really?
That station is hardcore.
Yes. I'm amazed that she goes that she's that hard right, especially growing up in LA. Cuz that, you know, you're in a liberal fucking mecca at that point. You
I don't know how much she believes it and how much she just wants to have a radio job.
How much she's just putting on an act?
Yeah, because she wasn't super right-wing show before that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that's where she's able to work.
Maybe that's a lesson you and I should learn. We need to stop being our authentic asshole selves and put on an act. Maybe we'll get our show back. keeping it real is not a good thing. Oh, man. I'm trying to think what else has happened besides all of these current events that have been going on personally. I know I did not... I missed last week my Thursday. Usually my deal on Thursday is I come home, I take a nap for 3 or 4 hours, I get up, go get my daughter from school, and then I don't sleep again until 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and then I'm able to be on a regular schedule and sleep. Well, I didn't sleep last week at all, so I was up for like 30-something hours straight. And it fucked me up. Like, yesterday's first day I got my sleep schedule back on track was yesterday. I've been coming home, not being able to fall asleep, not falling asleep until like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and then sleeping till right till the second I got to go to work. It's been a fucking nightmare, man. Just one day fucked me up so bad. And that is...
There was just an article I was reading either today or yesterday about how bad it is to not get sleep. You know what I mean? Like, all the shit that we were doing morning show hours was so unhealthy. And you look at those people that we know who have done it for 30 and 40 years.
Oh, my God. Did I mention JoJo in our last podcast?
JoJo on Kiss?
JoJo on the radio? Yeah.
No.
I saw him at that radio convention.
Uh-huh.
Dude. It was him at, like, he's 50-something.
Right.
He's at least 50. And he's dressed like a teenager wearing skinny jeans. His hair
sleeves.
Dude, his hair is dyed to the... Like, you could tell. You could look at him and be like, ooh, that dude dyes his hair. And you know what? You can tell when someone dyes their hair because it's usually all one color. You know what I mean? Especially a dude. Right. It's usually just one color rather than... Because anybody's hair has natural different tones in it. Highlights and stuff. Now, if you have someone like an Alina go do it, you'll have those with dyed hair.
Right. You
can still do it, but... Ooh.
But yeah, I saw him about 6 months ago. I ran into him at the Whole Foods right before I switched jobs. And, yeah, you could definitely see the fact that he can still off being on Kiss is amazing to me, but
it is. And I like him a lot. He's a cool guy.
But again, radio's changed and really he's just talking to moms. You know what I mean? Like young kids don't listen to Kiss anymore.
My daughter will in my car because that's kind of all there is. That's what she'll want to listen to. But yeah, you're right.
She's not in her room listening to JoJo's Countdown at night.
No, not at all. If she's in my car for that time only.
Right.
Hey, I just got a hospital bill for being in the hospital.
And $50,000 or something?
I was only in for... I checked in that night around 10 o'clock. And I checked out at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's just a little shy of $7,000. And I owe, because my insurance eats cock in hell, and I already paid my copay and all that, I owe $1,100 of that.
Right.
That's my bill. $1,100, and that basically...
It's such bullshit.
I know. And now what I'm going to do, I will tell you exactly what I'm going to do, because now I was avoiding going to the doctor at all because I didn't want to pay... full price because I knew I had that $1,500 copay. So now that I have this $1,100, I am going to every specialist in the fucking universe.
Yeah, go to every doctor. Like you have what, 8 months left in this year?
I'm going to have people look up my butthole, my ear hole, my fucking nose hole, and look in every orifice of my body and probe and run tests and do everything now that I've reached that thing.
No, you've reached the limit where now it's time to just go all
That's
the time.
All I'm going to do. And I have, which sucks, is I have another doctor's appointment because I ran out of – remember our insurance canceled my doctor. My doctor that I've had forever. My doctor is gone. I don't have her anymore. So last week I ran out of my blood pressure medicine. One thing you don't want to do is run out of blood pressure medicine. It's very bad. You have a stroke or some shit like that just from not taking it. So – I had to go found this other doctor that our insurance will take, and I went to them last week. And they basically, they're milking me big time too. So they got the doctor's visit on me and then said, well, we can give you this for now, but only for 30 days. And then we're going to reschedule you and you need to come back in for blood test and this test and that test and da-da-da-da, or we can't keep writing this prescription. So I got a temporary reprieve on my meds, and now I got to go in and have another doctor's visit and pay all of this extra fucking money to get every test in the known world done for them to fulfill my prescriptions. And that's next week, I think I have that. Awesome times.
Yep.
But now it doesn't matter because I've reached that.
Yeah, point. Now you can go tell them, test me twice.
Test, I want this test. Oh, I'm going to go ask for, I'm going to add shit to my blood test next week. Because when you do a blood test, it's usually a very generic screen. They look at your...
Oh, yeah. They ask you, do you want to be screened for this? Do you want to be screened for that?
I'll be like, check me for STDs. My wife is a whore. Check me for everything. I'm going to have everything added to that test that I could possibly add. Oh, man.
Yeah, fun. The health insurance thing somebody really needs to get on.
Yeah. I just saw, and it was funny, they did it from Downey. Our fucking communist governor, Newsom, is trying to take the state of California leverage and fucking put the screws to goddamn pharmaceutical companies.
Okay.
So what he wants to do is apparently the largest buyer of pharmaceuticals outside of the federal government is whatever the California state of California, because,
okay,
you know, for their state plans, right, and all that shit, welfare and all, right, that crap. Right. So they want to leverage that into getting a better deal with the things. And they're saying all of their increases, and they've showed their increases over the years, and it's been a huge portion of their increases has been for pills. Okay. It's not that they're providing more care to more people, right, as much as it is pharmaceuticals have gone through the roof, and that's what's spiking their care. So the state's trying to get out of paying what they're supposed to pay, and they're trying to cut a better deal. And if it would be interesting if anybody gave a shit about the people, though. Like, you know, it'd be cool if you gave a shit about the citizens of California, not just the state and their money, and you cut a deal for all of us instead, right, of just for the...
I don't know if you can do that, though.
I know, but that's what needs to be done.
Yeah, you're right, but that goes... I don't know if a state can... If that's a state or a federal issue, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if a state could...
You're right. The feds would have to regulate. The feds are the ones going to have, right, to come in and say, all right, you fucking assholes. It's time,
yeah,
to...
Yeah, put some kind of price caps or something on...
Or profit margin. Like, all right, you spend...
Yeah, or something.
Granted, they spend... If there was a pill now that could prevent cancer, think of the billions of dollars that have gone into cancer research over the years. I get, right, they want their money back, but...
Yeah, but they... Trust, yeah, me, they're making money hand over fist. They're, yeah, not.
They're going to make a lot of money.
They just, and in other countries, they don't charge as much for the drugs as they do here, so they can do it if they want to.
Yeah, even in Europe, it's way cheaper,
right,
than it is here. Which is why you should order everything from China.
Everything comes from China anyway. Might as well, right?
May as well order your drugs online.
Do people still go to Mexico to get drugs? Remember when we were kids? I remember
I used to do that.
People would go there because you didn't need a prescription. You could go there and get anything.
I used to go there and get steroids when I was in high school and put them in my pocket and walk back across the border. I used to,
yeah,
do it,
no,
all
I remember,
time.
But I remember people doing that for drugs that they actually were prescribed to because they could get them for crazy cheap. Yeah.
I know. You know, it's funny. I know I have a lot of Latin friends that will do that. Still go down.
Still.
Yeah, they'll go down there and get it. It does help when you speak Spanish and you're actually Mexican and you can go down to Mexico and just say, hey, and they, because I go in there, I bet I get a different price than someone who goes in and speaks Spanish and talks to them.
But it also was used to be no big deal to go over the border.
Yeah.
I told this before. We cut school one day just to go to Tijuana for the day. We parked, you know, in, yeah, San Diego, walked across the border, bought, yeah, fireworks and switchblades, walked back across through the metal detectors. No big deal. Nobody stopped us. No, you know, I needed the – I think I showed a driver's license.
They say, do you have anything to declare? Nope. Okay, yep, keep, nope, going.
Yep, exactly. And you didn't need a passport. It wasn't a – you know, like nobody cared.
Dude, we went through one time and we bought – all we wanted were M80s because we were teenage boys and we didn't like fireworks. So we, right, bought – okay, this is how much we bought. We bought – so much that in order to smuggle them across, we bought a pinata and stuffed the pinata. This thing was equal to, it was a fucking pinata filled with fucking M80s. It had to be a couple sticks of dynamite in there compared to the explosive power of it. And we just, yep, walked across and set it right on the counter. And the guy goes, everything clear? Nope, just this pinata and a leather belt. Here you go. And we, yep, fucking went back to our car and drove home.
You know what? You know what I did for my grand smuggling of fireworks? I bought a blanket. You remember the ladies who sold the blankets?
Yes.
And I just wrapped – I bought like a couple bricks of firecrackers. I wrapped it in the blanket, and that's what I put through.
Dude, we would both be in fucking prison for that now.
No, totally. And by the way, they ran it through a metal detector, and I saw the fireworks on the screen,
yeah,
and they let me go. They just didn't give a shit that you were buying fireworks.
One time one of my friends did something stupid, and they confiscated his switchblade.
Okay.
And, yeah, that, but it wasn't like, hey, you're going to jail. It was like, hey, so, you can't have like this. They fucking threw it in a trash can. I'm sure took it home themselves. And, right, away he went. And it was a badass one because there was the cheap little one. Like I have one sitting here that I have right now that is a cheap one. But like a pearl-handled nice one. He had a really badass switchblade that he bought down there and they took it. Oh, God. And then,
yeah,
I would always have
– like a teenage pastime back when, yes, you were kids. You could go to Mexico and buy fireworks and switchblades.
And a pocket full of drugs, don't forget, because I did that all the time too. I would buy fucking steroids, put them in my pocket, and just walk,
see,
across
I never
them.
Bought any drugs in Mexico because I always heard that they were you were going to get counterfeit and it wasn't going to be real anyway.
That stuff,
you know, like
work.
You'd go there to buy, yeah, painkillers and you'd come back with aspirin basically.
That's highly possible. Yeah, I was buying anabolic agents. They worked. They all worked.
So they were all legit.
They definitely worked at the time. So,
and remember, all the kids used to go there on spring break in droves.
Yes, it was fun.
Yeah.
That's one thing, too.
That was back before anybody wanted to kill you. They just wanted to take your money.
They didn't want to kidnap you. They wanted to hustle you. And they weren't even going to rob you, really. They were just going to hustle you. Hey, try to sell you a gold chain that was a gold-plated piece of steel. Like, it was that kind of hustle. And then I remember always, too, we would always sit down and get a bucket of the – remember they called them nipples, the little beers?
Oh, right.
Everyone would get a bucket of those little nipples, little nipple Coronas. And we would sit there and all drink a bucket or so, have some food, and then go shopping and come home. And that was it. That was our
it was a nice little afternoon in Tijuana.
Yeah. Oh, my God, we did that. And then occasionally we would get lost into multiple buckets, and then it would we would have to stay down there for longer to sober up before we could drive back home. Fucking idiots. How are we still alive?
Yeah, but you could just walk over. I remember driving over, too, like when I did the Ensenada Rosarita bike ride, and that was also super easy. It wasn't like hours wait at the border.
Like it is now.
Yeah. Doesn't it take like hours to get back across now?
Yeah, you know, and you don't remember. I don't think you're going to be able to do it without the federal ID soon, which I've just had my bad experience with this week.
Well, you can't do it without a passport at the moment. Yeah. You can't go to Mexico or Canada anymore without a passport.
Wow.
I also went to Canada a few times where I didn't need a passport when I was
young. Across the border and came back?
Yep.
Yeah, it's nuts. The and we've had this discussion on Facebook this week, if anyone missed it. I got a letter in the mail. My driver's license expires on my birthday in June. And so I went online because I've never had a ticket in God knows how many years. So I could renew it online. So I went online to renew it, $35. And then it goes, but you need the federal ID by this date, which is October 2020, I think it is.
Yeah,
is
that
the
date? It's coming up next year.
Yeah. So it said, hey, you need it by this, so just get that. And you won't, because if you renew, it says if you renew your license, you're going to have to get the federal ID anyways within a year, which is also a driver's license. A federal ID driver's license is what I would get. Yeah. So I then said, I'll do that. And then the first appointment I could find anywhere remotely near me was the end of July. July 30th. All my local ones had, in fact, my local DMVs didn't have any appointments, like ever.
No.
There's none. They have no appointments.
Right.
And then when I posted it, I saw you and a lot of other people said, then they fucked up, I guess. And all the people that got them before, they didn't get the right documentation. Now all those people are having to go back and redo their federal IDs.
I made my appointment last July and got in December. Because I wanted
Fuck, that's horrible, though. That's terrible.
Right, but that was the soonest appointment. But the good thing was my license wasn't expiring. I just thought, I'm going to get ahead of this real ID thing. So I, you know, because when it gets close, it's going to be a madhouse, right? Everybody's going to be
like going,
they need it. Right, so I did it. And then this just came out like a week or two ago that they screwed up. And now they're going to have to figure out some way to revalidate us. I don't know if I'm going to have to go back. I don't know what it is. But right now I have the real ID. It has the little golden bear on it and everything. But
it says, it looks like from all the comments I was seeing, that if you could just – one of the things they'll do, they'll send you a letter. They're just trying to authenticate your address of where you actually live.
So from what I understand, the idea was – that them mailing it to you was what they considered the second form of ID, right?
Yes.
Because and then the Fed said no, mailing it to a person is not good enough.
Yeah,
because were like, well, wait, we checked this because here's what I had to bring. I had to bring my birth certificate, my social security card, and some bill that showed I lived where I lived, which I had, you know, because you don't get bills in the mail anymore.
Yeah, at all.
I found an old bill that actually was mailed to me, and I was like – because I was like, there's no way in hell they're going to take a bill I print off the internet because I could fake that so easily. It's not even funny, right?
Yeah.
But I also printed out my latest utility bill, and they were like, oh, no, this is great. It was just the fucking printout, which you could easily manipulate and fake.
Yeah. And so – you know what I thought when I saw that? I'm like, believe me, people are already faking these.
Right. And so I don't know what one more form of ID. I mean, then they – okay, So it's not like I could say, oh, no, mail it to my work. They mail it to the address on all these other things that you've shown them. And they considered that to be a valid form of second ID, right? That you can't get it without being at that address.
To me, like, what about the four credit cards, department store cards, whatever that everyone has in their wallet? Like, that should, you should be able to show that and prove you're you.
I don't know. I don't feel any safer with this ID after the process I went through. You know, like, I don't know what you used to have to show for a driver's license, but I felt like I had to show at least my Social Security card, right?
Yeah, and they made another $35 off of you, so
they're
safer.
Yeah. Yeah, they pay, you know, but I guarantee you the bureaucracy at the DMV, $35 is not making – I was there for 20 minutes and talked to four people in this process. So they had to, you know, like there was the girl who I checked in for my appointment. Then there was the girl who went through my paperwork. Then there was the girl who took my photo. And there was another dude where I had to fill out something online. I don't remember, but they made me fill out some other form. So I had to deal with four people. That's a lot of labor going into one stupid ID.
With mine, I ended up renewing online because I can't have an expired license. I can't go a day.
Right. I'll get in trouble. You have to drive.
Yeah. Cause, and well, at work too, they would, I would drive my own car. I wouldn't care, but work knows they have on file the day your license expires and all that. And they will come looking for me. So that, I had to do it. So now I'm going to have to get double dipped. I'm going to have to pay, and then I'm going to have to make an appointment immediately for as soon as I can get for the real ID and then go in and get the real ID.
Although I didn't pay $35. It was 20 something. So maybe it's less if you don't have actual expired ID.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I remember I didn't know how much it was going to be, and it ended up, I think it was 25. So maybe it's $10 less if you're just getting, you know, I don't know.
What a shit show. All right.
But yeah, but massive pain in the ass.
Yep, because it's the government.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
We're out of time.
All right, let's go.
It is time for us to go. Everybody enjoy your week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, have a good Easter.
Oh, yeah, it's Easter. Oh, no, it's not going to be not a good Easter. My daughter has some Catholic bullshit 2-hour service on Saturday night.
Oh, God.
And I have to work on Saturday and that, which is never good, which means in-laws and everyone are going to be around, which is never good. And
when you're going to be sleepy when you, like,
yes.
And there,
and then Sunday is Easter, which is more bullshit and I have to work on Sunday, so Easter's going to suck. And then my parents are giving me a hard time about not coming there, and I told them, piss off, I have to work, and I have a lot of shit to do.
How are you going to sleep with, like, you're going to be going on no sleep?
I'm
going
to go on, like, 4 or 5 hours of sleep each night and drag my ass in and be dead by Monday.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's going to suck, so.
All right, well, there you go. There's Easter.
Happy Easter, bitches. All right, talk to you next week. Bye.
All right, jack off.